Okay, the date is July the 26th, and the time is about 11:30 at night, and I'm talking. And sister, that's right. Don't want to forget her. And I understand you guys just got back from a vacation.
Yeah.
Okay, where'd you guys go?
We went to Lake Trinity, which is near Redding.
Okay, cool. And you got a houseboat?
Yeah.
A lot of swimming?
Yeah.
Was the water cold, though?
No, not at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's nice and warm.
Very fun. Okay. All right. Well, you kind of obviously know why I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Something happened at your house tonight. And so I'm just going to, instead of asking you a bunch of questions that you answer, I'm just going to kind of ask you to tell me from your perspective, what happened tonight, and then we'll go back through it again, and I'll ask a lot of questions. You okay with that?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So, don't worry about this. This is just gonna—it's a tape recorder that's just gonna help me to write the report later. That way, I can remember everything that you told me. Just like with your mom, I can remember what she said. Okay. So, why don't you tell me what happened tonight?
Okay. Well, my dad was out at his friend's house, and because he got off of work, and he promised him he'd go over, and have a beer with him. I don't know how much he had, but, and my mom, because he was supposed to pick up dinner, and my mom called him and asked if he can hurry up because it'll get cold. So he came home, and he was kind of cranky. He didn't really look drunk to me, but I don't really know.
Okay.
And I don't really know how it started either, but he just kept on complaining how hard he worked, and he kept on asking mom, well, how hard do you work? And he kept on saying, no, I work harder. And then he started yelling at her. It wasn't that bad, but it was still kind of bad.
Okay.
So he took off. I don't know where he went or what he did. He came back, and then they got into a big argument, started yelling really bad names, a lot of cursing words. And I heard this glass breaking right in front of my door, and apparently it was a picture frame, and then and then he came in my room and, like, asked me a question. I didn't really know what he said. He sounded drunk, and I said, I don't know. And he said, no, you know. So I ran into my mom's room and hid in her closet. And I called my aunt in 911.
Okay.
And then he said, he told my mom if she called the police that he would hurt them, or he wouldn't go down without a fight, and just a lot of bad words to my mom.
Okay.
That's all I remember.
Okay. All right. This is hard, huh? Okay. This can't be fun at all, and I know that. And I don't like having to be the one to ask you these questions, okay? Because I know that every time you think about it, it hurts. And I'm so sorry about that. Okay, so we'll try to get through this as quickly as we can, but it's important that we talk it through as well, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. If I see it getting a little too much for you, we'll kind of stop for a little bit and let you kind of catch your breath, and then we'll keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the dinner table, when he came home, you said that's kind of when the arguing started?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you said it wasn't too bad, it was just sort of...
Yeah, it wasn't really bad, but, I mean, it was bad because they were arguing and
okay.
all that.
Yeah, that's never fun.
No.
Okay. And then you said he got up and left?
Well, he didn't get up and left immediately. They just kind of carried on with the argument. So I went in my sister's room. We waited there for a while. And then it got really bad, and then my mom told him just to leave.
Okay.
And then he left, and I don't know what he did, but apparently he came back home, and then it started getting really, really bad.
Okay.
So I ran into my room, got my cell phone, called my aunt, who's here, and then called 911.
Okay. All right. Okay, that makes sense now. So, now when you're in your room,
mm-hmm.
you, now just a second ago you said you ran to your sister's room. So which room did you, was it your sister's room or your room that you went, ran to?
Well, I was in my room, and then I ran into my room because that's, I was in my sister's room, and then I
okay.
ran into my room where I got my cell phone.
Okay.
I called my aunt in there, and then I called 911, and then when they were arguing, he came in, so I ran out and hid in my mom's closet.
Okay.
And then I stayed there until you guys came.
Okay, all right. So when he came into your room, he asked you something, but you weren't sure what he asked you?
Yeah, he seemed really drunk. I don't know what he said. He said, I can remember he said, when I got home, your mom asked me, then he said, like, and I said this, and he's like, didn't I? And I said, I don't know, because I didn't understand what he said. And he was like, no, you know. And so that's when I got scared and ran out into my room.
So you ran past him?
But he was kind of where my, he was in the middle of the room, and I ran out into my mom's room.
All right. Okay, and that's when you had your phone, and that's when you made your phone calls.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my mom told him, don't mess with them. Just deal with me and leave the children alone.
Okay. All right. Now, you said that you heard him say some things about when the deputy, that if she calls the police, he's going to do something to them,
mm-hmm.
or not go down without a fight. Can you tell me more about that, what he said?
He said, if, all I can remember is he said, if you call the police, and then I remember him saying that, I'll hurt the police.
Okay.
And then he said, if they come, I'm not going down without a fight.
Okay. All right. And you remember that real clear in your mind? Yeah. Shaking your head, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not fun to hear, I know, and I'm sorry. It's just important. Sometimes people kind of remember things, and then there's other times where they know they remember things. So it's important to kind of hear from a person whether they really remember it or they think they do.
So. I'm positive I remember him saying that if the police come, I'm going to hurt him. But I think I kind of remember him saying, I'm not going down with the fight, but I'm not quite sure. But I'm positive about the thing that he said that I'm going to hurt the police.
Okay. All right. Thanks for letting me know that, too, okay? Like I said, those are important things to hear. Now, when you were in the closet in your mom's room,
mm-hmm.
did you continue to hear things going on out there as well, outside the closet?
Yeah, all I heard was a lot of bad words, and then I remember I had the police on the phone, and I'm like, please hurry with the police, and he's like, the police are outside, and I remember hearing my dad open the drawer in the kitchen and getting something out of it, and I got really scared.
Okay. All right. So you, from your mom's room, you can hear things going on in the kitchen?
Well, I heard him open the door, grab something out of silverware. I heard silverware, and then slam it really hard.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And then I heard gunshots, and then my mom screamed.
Okay. What's your teddy bear's name?
He doesn't have one.
No? All right.
I just got him right now. My pastor gave him to me.
Oh, that's good. All right. I'm trying to change the subject a little bit if you can't tell. Okay? I know I'm not pulling one over on you.
It's okay.
Okay, good. Let's see how to... What a bad interviewer I am. I don't even have any tissues for you. I'm sorry. I think you have a robe on. Okay. So you heard him pull something out of the drawer. Did
mm-hmm.
you hear any? Did you hear your mom say anything to him after that, or him say anything to your mom?
I heard Scott.
Okay. And then did you hear him leave the house?
No. And then uh-huh. I just curled up in a ball and closed my ears.
Did you? Okay. Okay. Could you hear the deputies, the police outside yelling to him?
Yeah.
Could you hear what they were saying?
No.
No.
But I heard them yelling.
Okay, so you could just hear loud yelling and things like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, and you did hear some shooting? Can you tell me about that?
I heard shooting, but I know my mommy told me that they just shot him in the leg so he would stop coming at them.
Okay.
But I didn't see any of that. I just heard it from my mom.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, I'm going to have to ask you some questions that kind of not about tonight, okay?
Okay.
Has your dad ever done anything that has scared you before?
Well, he's yelled at my mom, but nothing this serious, and
Yeah.
he hasn't scared me before. I mean, he's really nice.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like, okay? If that's what it sounds like, you've got a he's a really nice man, and that tonight was something different.
I don't know what happened to him.
Okay. Now, when you say that he's yelled at your mom before, is it a lot that he yells at her, or is it just every so often, or what?
Every so often,
Yeah.
just mostly like this, complaining about how he works so hard.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's been drunk the last couple of times, I'm not very sure.
Okay.
But I know like he's not an alcoholic.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to tell that kind of stuff, especially when you're the. A child in the home, it's pretty easy to tell. So that makes a lot of sense that you would know or not know. Okay. Do you know if he's ever hurt your mom before?
Well, yeah, but the police came. I think I don't know. He threw an ice chest. I don't know, but I
Okay.
remember she had a bruise on her leg, and they came and they took pictures.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
I'm not sure. I have
You're
no
not sure?
clue, but it
Okay.
wasn't recently.
Okay. Okay. Are we talking months or years or?
I think about a year. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. All right. We keep those reports so we can check on that. All right. And he's never done anything to scare you or your sister? No.
No.
When he gets mad and yells at you guys, I mean, because all kids get yelled at,
Oh,
right?
well, yeah, he's yelled at us before, but we just go in our room and shut our door, and then like the next few days would be fine.
Okay. All right. Now, these times that he would yell at you, is it the kinds of times when you would deserve it, or would it be just like,
No.
whoa, this isn't good?
Like, well, it isn't good. Not 'cause like we didn't clean our room.
Okay.
He just yells at us, and then it was, I don't know, I think it was a year ago when we went to McDonald's and he was just really mad, and like he kept on slamming on the brakes and orange juice flew all over us, and it was bad, and we told our mom
Okay.
in our school.
Okay. Did the police come talk to you or anything, or?
No,
No?
it's
Okay.
just like he didn't hurt us in any way, it just kind
Right.
of scared us.
Sure. And I understand what you're telling me. Okay. Have you noticed anything different about your dad in the last few weeks? Or has he been acting a little funny or different at all?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Nothing different.
No? Okay. All right. Okay. Is there anything else that you can think about that, or think of that happened tonight that you think is important for me to know? Maybe something that we haven't talked about?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Nothing different.
Nothing different. All right. Now, when you made the phone calls, what phone were you on?
My cell phone.
Yours. You're 12 years old and you have a cell phone?
Well, it's because I'm a diabetic.
Ah, good one. That's good. Okay. That makes perfect sense. All right. So you were on. So you first you called your aunt and then you called 911? Yeah? Okay.
Because I was kind of scared because I didn't want Daddy to get hurt, but because he kept on saying you'd better not call 911. But
Okay.
I just thought, something bad might happen, so I just called.
Okay. All right. Okay. Very good. And what did your aunt tell you when you talked to her?
She said, I'll get there as soon as I can, and then she asked, have you called 911? And I said, no, I'm gonna do that right now, and she's like, okay. And she hung up, and I did.
Well, this was hard for you, and I appreciate you talking to me. Like I said, I was going to try to keep it somewhat short, okay? Because I know that this is just has to be hard on you. So, if I have more questions later, I'll maybe come talk to you later. Would that be all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, let's walk you on back up there, and
Okay.
we'll get you back to your mom with your no-named teddy bear.
Yeah, I need your name.
All right, and we're going to go off tape at about 15 minutes later.